This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Infrastructure is a word much in the news right now. The White House has been talking about building new bridges and roads and transit systems and fixing up the old ones. Not so often mentioned, all of our old buildings. That idea is the subject of today's conversation from the corner office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
The National Trust for Historic Preservation is a private nonprofit that's all about saving those buildings and spaces. Its CEO, Stephanie Meeks, has a new book out about preservation and indirectly economic renewal. But when we sat down a couple of weeks ago in her office in Washington, D.C., I started by asking her about the past.
This is a country which has traditionally not spent a whole lot of time looking back. And it's always forward and new and better and bigger and more. And I want, I want, I want. On your best days, are you making progress in that? Or is it two steps forward, one step back? Which I guess is progress too, but you know what I mean.
I think we're making a lot of progress, actually. And I'll tell you, just in the 7 years that I've been in this job, 7 years ago, we were out making the case that preservation is good business. And crickets. Today, we're working arm in arm with the Urban Land Institute, with mayors, with developers across the country who see that as millennials and empty nesters move back into cities, they're flocking to neighborhoods with historic buildings. People want more authenticity in their lives, in what they wear, in what they eat, and in the kind of places they live. And that's the kind of authenticity that historic buildings can bring to a city.
Which I totally get. But those millennials and the empty nesters, they want the cool old buildings with exposed brick and neatly redone beams, but up-to-date appliances and all of that stuff. And none of that is cheap, and a lot of urban renters can't get there from here. How do you take care of those folks?
There are cities who are figuring out a way to do this. There's a great story in Macon, Georgia, a neighborhood called the Bells Hill neighborhood, and it's right next to Mercer University. Mm-hmm. Over the course of several years, they've invested in improving 500 homes, and they've done it without displacing any of the current residents. At the same time, the property taxes in the area have increased by $1 million a year. And they've done that by mostly by building on vacant lots, but they've also worked with the city to apply property tax freezes for some low-income homeowners. And they've also recruited low-income homeowners into the area to ensure that the neighborhood continues to have that balance that everybody wanted to see.
Seems to me you can't do it by yourself, right? It can't just be a nonprofit thing. You have to get that, and this is a trite old phrase, you have to get that public-private partnership, right? Because you need the tax freezes, but you also need private developers and investment.
That's absolutely right. These are policy solutions, and it takes progressive public policy in order to make sure that our cities continue to work for everyone.
So when you think about economic progress coming out of historic preservation, is all progress the same progress? I mean, is economic development, or do you want it to be small business? Do you want it to be locals, or do you just want the dollars?
What we see over time is that historic buildings are great incubators for small business, for women and minority-owned businesses. They play a really important role. But at the end of the day, Kai, we want to see historic buildings in active use to their communities. We're not about casting things in amber and turning everything into a museum. We understand that historic buildings need to evolve over time and meet the needs of their community. And that may mean a small business, or it might mean a chain business.
What happens in a city or a town or anywhere if you don't get it right, if you preserve something that shouldn't have been preserved, or that economic development doesn't happen?
Well, the thing about preservation is that if you're not successful, there's no going back. Something gets torn down, it's gone. And that's why we advocate that demolition should always be the option of last resort. There are cities in Europe, for example, where you can see how buildings have just evolved over time. And that's a lesson that I think that American cities need to learn as well. How can we build on the infrastructure that we already have? We recycle cans and newspapers. We need to be thinking about how we recycle our buildings as well.
Stephanie Meeks, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We talked for a while, Stephanie Meeks and I did, about how the trust decides whose history to preserve. A very good question. Also, some of the specific projects they're working on all around this country. Take a listen on our Corner Office podcast.